The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Okay, so at first I saw this story about this next celebrity being stalked, and I thought, who would stalk them? And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, oh, you know what? His fans are probably fairly terrifying. If you're a
you're like my mom.
A Josh Groban.
Oh, it's all older ladies.
Diehard fan. You're probably crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Psychopath.
Well, he's been getting sexually harassed and now threatened at his new home by a woman who claims that she was planning to date him 10 years ago and he backed out of it. And she's been following him ever since.
Could be my mom.
She likes Josh.
Yeah.
The singer just got a temporary restraining order against this obsessed female fan. She has been increasingly sending him texts, emails, and direct messages since 2011.
How'd she get all of his information?
I don't know. Along with contacting his family members and his current girlfriend, saying that she was his real love.
This is taking me back to at least three funerals I've been to.
Yeah, it's not a real happy song.
Nope.
Some of the alleged messages
miss you, Grandma.
From his recent... All right, well, then I'll change that. I don't want you thinking of your grandma's funeral. From as recently as a couple of weeks ago, very sexual and graphic in nature.
Mm.
One said, I finaled.
Wow.
At 7:09 this evening with the thought of your... between my...
not as sure do.
And I've sent Chuck the same message.
I was going to say, when I get an erotic message like that from James, I'm so happy.
It really uplifts him a little
bit.
Much more than his Josh Groban songs.
She talks about loving the warmness of his seed against her ribcage.
But she's never done anything with him.
Apparently, no.
Okay.
That's what he says. You just got to take his word for it.
Right.
Another message to Josh last month allegedly referred to his relationship with his girlfriend. It said, you want to try honoring the home we're going to have children in by not effing other women in it?
Oh, boy.
It's hard when a celebrity gets a crazy person.
Yeah, it is.
Attached to them.
Also, the woman allegedly sent messages claiming she went to his house with the intention of dropping off gifts. One said, put a little bit of makeup on in case I got caught. I also wore pants with a hole in the crotch in case you found me.
Oh, my God.
So what happened here is, here's what happened. Here's how they initially kind of got together. Josh said he met the woman through a mutual Facebook friend in 2011. They began flirting. They made plans to meet in person, but he had to call it off because he was sick. When he missed the meeting, she wouldn't give up and kept pestering him until finally he realized, oh, she's
nuts.
She's not right.
Yeah.
So they never met. She has limited her efforts to public places where he's staying or performing until now. Josh claims things intensified big time in February, especially after she found out online that he bought a new home in Los Angeles and then she knew where he lived. This resulted in sending her a cease and desist letter to lay off. That didn't help. She sent a package to his home that consisted of a small skull, a flower, a book with handwritten notes in it, all graphically sexual in nature, saying she'll never stop.
One guy's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Judge granted his restraining order. The woman must stay 100 yards away from him, his family, and his girlfriend, and stop contacting them online.
I'd kill for some bloody Scully.
You know what I mean?
Right now.
Yeah, you know? Just any kind of sexual notes.
She likes me.
Yeah, sexual note.
This is the knife in my back to prove it.
I don't know. It's I guess it sucks for is he married right now to
girlfriend?
He's got a girlfriend. Just sucks to have to hear about, oh, so you're flirting with some random Facebook chick.
That was before her. It was a long time ago.
Still
sucks she contacted her.
God knows what she said to her.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How do you get a star's cell phone number? And
well, they were going to meet, and he had to cancel the date.
Don't think that ever
so she said he hasn't changed it though.
I know
that was 9 years ago.
I know you think he would. Maybe too many people. He doesn't. You know, maybe I don't know. Just block her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot of different ways around that.
He's being a real bitch about it.
I feel like he did something with her.
Yeah, because it's like 9 years he let it go.
Because she's sending him gifts and everything.
And just, I think, some of the descriptive.
She got groped.
She got groped.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Nope.
You think that once you got groped, you can't look back? Is that it?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but for her,
most guys just want
the grope money. That's what you want.
Well, maybe. Most guys don't figure out a girl is a nut until after they've done something with them.
Yeah.
It never rears its head before.
I think they have clues. They just ignore them.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, maybe it's always like they got the stuff, and then they're like, oh, man.
He's worth about $30 million. He's been with Katy Perry, actress Kat Dennings, and Mad Men star January Jones.
Man, that chick's hot.
She's incredible. And now he's currently with this actress named Shuler Helford. They've been together for a few months now. So,
I'm sure she's not gross.
Fair share of attractive women.
I wonder, do we know who the stalker is or no?
No, they don't name her.
No, they don't name her.
I was interested in that too.
Yeah, like is she?
Yeah, his current girlfriend's beautiful.
Why would Chuck be worried that they're on to you?
Yeah.
Ever since his grandma's funeral, he couldn't get that song out of his mind.
Yeah,
he raises me up.
From 6 to 12.
Yeah, down there. He raises me up.
6 to 12.
What a weird turn of events that would be.
No,
Chuck started stalking his guy after hearing his song at his grandma's funeral.
Oh, man.
Miss you, Grandma.
Oh, no.
Miss you, Grandma.
Miss you, Groban. Yeah. No, I don't want to have sex with Josh Groban yet.
All right, yet. That's good to know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A scary moment after a NASCAR race. Bubba Wallace, NASCAR Cup Series driver, suffered 2 medical scares following a race in Atlanta Sunday. He had just finished 21st at the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 when he fainted on the broadcast. First in his crew member's arms right after the race. And then during a live television interview, which aired on Fox, here's how it played out. You can even tell with how he first answers her question that he's not
feeling good.
He's not really there. Like,
Bubba, the start of this race today was very impactful for many reasons.
Get at it.
What did it mean to you to see everybody?
Did you understand what he said there?
He just said, "Get at it." He's out.
You okay?
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, this sucks.
He's not okay.
Yep, I think we're going to allow Bubba to catch his breath here.
Dehydrated.
Bubba, the start of this race was very impactful for many reasons.
Get at it.
What did it mean to you?
He was already out of it, right?
Yeah.
He didn't get at it.
That sucks. Sucks to pass out during an interview.
Right? Ah, it does.
Oh, man.
On live television.
And so he did it there, and then he did it again?
He did it before this.
Oh, so he wasn't okay.
As soon as he got
yet.
Out of his car, he passed out into the arms of a crew member.
Hmm.
And then he thought he was okay and went to do this interview, and that's when he passed out again. He did tweet later, though. Bubba, what do you think?
That was his tweet.
His tweet.
You're going to want to take a look at this. I don't think Bubba's doing too
bad. What did it mean to you to see everybody come together and recognize and take a moment? It was very impactful for many reasons.
Get at it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly my thoughts too, my bub.
Get at it.
I haven't been a part of too many like NASCAR racing like pools or anything like that, but that guy did win Rowan and I a tremendous amount of money at a baseball tournament one time winning some race.
Bubba Wallace did.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have a baby and you name it Bubba Wallace, you know it's going to be built for speed.
Oh my God, yeah.
the thing's going to be winning.
Yep.
It's a winner.
Get it behind a race. Get it behind a race car.
That's a racing baby. Yep. That's a little baby Bubba Wallace.
So he did not tweet out, gay habit, gay habit. He did say, I don't even know what happened. Long race, I guess. I stood up too fast. I guess I was told then I was going to go do media. I sat down. I got up too fast. I got dizzy, got lightheaded. Don't remember much. But I feel fine now. Quick scare for everybody. Glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
He was tended to by medical personnel at the scene.
Yeah, passing out's no good.
No.
I just think you're driving so, you know, for so long, and I don't know how hot it is inside of one of those cars.
Incredibly hot,
and
right?
You're in that flame suit. I mean, you just got to sweat buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would all have passed out long before.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Same thing.
That's almost me when I get in my car after work when it's been in the sun.
Chuck, are you doing okay, man? Everything all right? Are you heading home now? You've only been in the car 4 seconds. What's happening?
I got to get a window. This car's hot.
I'm trying to get the windows down.
I think he needs a medic.
Yeah, exactly.
James, I'll give him mouth.
Yeah. Pour water on me.
This water is not cold enough.
And this is, okay, so I think people have a certain perception of what Dungeons & Dragons people look like or are. And this could change that.
I don't
think so. Well, this could change that for some. There is an exclusive elite Hollywood Dungeons & Dragons club that does feature some people that you would not expect to be a part of it. First of all, the guy behind it who started the whole thing is Joe Manganiello, however you say his name.
Yeah, Sophia Vergara. That's a shock to me.
That's a hot guy.
Yeah, that's a shock to me.
He started this thing?
He started, got Lisa's in.
Yeah. Lisa's like, I just rolled Elf Queen.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
He started this thing?
Yeah.
He's going to come in tomorrow with 20-sided dice.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you use this?
She's wearing a dragon t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's really cool, you guys. You should do it more.
I just rolled a cleric.
Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello is a part of this.
Oh. Yeah.
Vince Vaughn is in there. The guy who co-created Game of Thrones is a part of it. Here's Joe talking a bit about it.
Okay. You have a strong chance of not messing up.
Do a 20.
Look at these nuns. I know. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
I've been running this particular campaign for almost 2 years. There was a core group. My brother, John Castle, he and I actually co-wrote a Dragonlance script when Dungeons & Dragons was at Warner Brothers. Kyle Newman.
Sweet character.
Directed Fanboys, co-authored Art and Arcana, which is the visual history of all the artwork of D&D, and then just wrote a D&D cookbook. Ryan Vernier. Ryan is a story designer for League of Legends. Ron Matthews. He's a CrossFit Masters champion at 46 years old. He was the fittest man on Earth over 45. I had previously recruited The Big Show from WWE Wrestling. He and I became friends, and he was shooting a TV show in L.A. He said, hey, bro, I'm going to be there for a few months. Save me a seat, bro. Bring in my dice. We got to play. The group then was joined by Tom Morello.
Tom Morello's
the
man.
On the Mount Rushmore of guitar players of all time. And then one day he said, hey, there's this guy in my kid's carpool that wants to play. Said, oh man, I don't know. The group's getting kind of big. You know, we were on like six or seven. He said, the group's kind of getting big. I don't know. Oh, I said, well, who's your friend? He said, oh, his name's Dan. He co-created Game of Thrones. I was like, Dan Weiss? All right, yeah, he can play. That's cool. Vince Vaughn was a buddy of Tom's from Chicago.
I got introduced by Mr. Morello. He was kind of giving me books and talking to me and kind of like, you should pick this out. He went on a trip and he kind of brought stuff with him and slowly got me interested.
Then while we were playing one night, Dan was on his phone and, you know, I kind of get, you know, testy when people are on their phone while I'm DMing.
So anyway,
that's a taste of just some of the Hollywood A-listers who are a part of this secret Dungeons & Dragons club.
It's funny that Sofia Vergara is married to a Dungeons & Dragons player.
Doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me.
You think so?
It sure does.
I never played true Dungeons & Dragons.
He still looks like himself at the end of the day, though, right?
Let me just say this. There's a sexual potency that most D&D players have.
Unrivaled. You hear about that often. Sexual potency of Dungeons & Dragons players.
I think it was on display.
They don't get to use it a lot.
Not often.
Because they don't have it a lot.
Their potency.
Yeah.
They're potent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of those guys I never would have expected to be a part of this.
Not at all.
To me, it was thrilling to see them playing because in the same way as you, I had the figures. I had all that stuff. I guess I played some stuff when I was, 11 years old.
Yeah.
But as an adult, no. I've gone into a couple of the Dungeons & Dragons style stores where they are playing the game or whatever, Warhammer or whatever. And I couldn't sit down. I felt so intimidated. And
I like the lore of those things, but I would never make that my...
Yeah,
last time.
But you did play Magic the Gathering.
You did. I did, right. Yeah.
Yes, which I think is
very similar.
It's not as bad.
He shall defend himself.
Collect the cards instead of paint the figurines.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was getting late at the time.
I was going to say, there was a reason behind that.
Yeah.
That's true.
We'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that going for me.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you right now. Tell us about a sexual moment that had an unhappy ending. This story's about a threesome. It doesn't have to be for you. But what sex moment had an unhappy ending? Why was it unhappy for you? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. Or email us. It's email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Birthday weekend threesome came to an abrupt end when a 19-year-old pulled a guy off another woman by his genitals and threw him to the floor of a La Quinta hotel room in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, my God. Myrtle Beach, La Quinta? Myrtle Enough Beach, sign. La Quinta,
gorgeous.
That's love.
Responding to a 911 hang-up call from the hotel, cops spoke with the birthday girl, who said that she had invited a 19-year-old male friend to spend the weekend with her in Myrtle Beach. The woman, named Mary Jane, told police that her friend, Jaheim, had arrived in Myrtle Beach before her and had been spending time with another woman before she could even get there. And that's what started this whole argument, I guess. Jaheim told the Myrtle Beach Police Department that he and Mary Jane agreed to have sex with this other woman he met. Mary Jane said the second woman also had a pistol in her handbag. And as they were having sex, Mary Jane pulled him off this other woman by his balls and threw him to the floor.
Yikes.
He's not a powerful man.
No.
During a physical confrontation that followed, I guess Mary Jane got kicked at some point. Then Mary Jane and Jaheim both got dressed and left the room. Mary Jane grabbed a bottle of liquor and smashed it outside the hotel and then called 911. She got injuries to her forehead and pinky toe during all this. Jaheim's genitals, no report on if they were injured when she threw him to the ground by them.
I would assume.
It can't be perfect.
Yeah, she twisted him up pretty good.
She had to have.
Yeah.
I mean, to physically lift someone by the genitals and throw them.
It's a shocking thing to be lifted by your genitals. You.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it was possible.
I've made some errors. Mm. I'm in the sky.
No charges were filed against either Mary Jane or Jaheim, but the hotel did ask them to leave the La Quinta immediately.
Quinta. You're never welcome at La Quinta again, you understand me?
What have you done wrong if the La Quinta throws you out?
I mean, they might take for that kind of activity down at the Red Roof, but not here at
but
the La Quinta.
Not here.
No.
So what was your unhappy ending? That was theirs. You tell us when things didn't go the way you had planned. Donnie is with us from Bradenton. Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Love the show. How you guys doing today?
Doing okay, thanks.
Doing great.
All right. Well, I've been married with my wife. I'm 47. We've been married for going 22 years now. We have four kids. And when my wife and I are having sex, if I get a little bit too rough, well, let's say a lot of too rough, afterwards she goes into first contraction. And it'll last 35, 45 minutes. And she's just crumped over, curled like you wouldn't believe, in so much pain. Now I'm scared. This is not even a secondary anymore. I got to go so easy now because I don't want to hurt her. You know what I mean?
So hold on. If you're aggressive,
yeah.
She goes into contractions, like having a baby contractions.
Like, yes, sir. Like, if I go too hard, you know what I mean? And a little too deep or whatever, I just all of a sudden, you know, like right afterwards, I go, you know, try to rub and hold her and all that. She is just knelt over, curled in her belly, fetal position, just hurting so bad. So now I'm scared to death to even do it with her anymore like that. You know what I mean? So it sucks. I'm scared to death.
Well, I guess you just got to take it easy then. You got to go.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. You got to go light.
Try the butt.
I got to go light through all this pandemic going on. Now I got to go light on. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, you don't want that. I mean, you don't
it's unprecedented.
It is.
Excessive contractions.
Right. And it's a known fact. She looked it up and it's actually from doing it too rough. So now I got to stop being a rough man. I got to be a little wuss.
All right. Have you heard of this? The doing it too well contractions?
Mm-mm. No.
We've never really talked about that.
Well, that's just that's all that guy. It
sounds almost like a humble brag.
That's what I thought.
Contractions.
Right. I got to be real careful about not going too deep.
I can go as deep as I want.
Sex convulsions.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is definitely people that suffer from contractions after sex. They can occur after orgasm or intercourse. They're usually normal. They happen for a variety of reasons. Your body releases oxytocin when you orgasm, making your muscles contract. Semen can trigger it as well. Your nipples, if they get too sensitive. The physical activity just may also cause contractions.
Hmm.
Try lying down, relaxing, taking a warm shower, drinking a glass of water until they pass.
Hmm. But this is so it's when people are pregnant.
But it sounds this sounds like when you're not pregnant.
No.
Right.
I feel like he's just pounding her insides out.
Wanted to let us know.
Yeah, he really. So they got a call. Let them know.
Yes.
I go deep.
Deep in heart. Don's with us next. Hey, Don, how are you?
How's it going?
What's up? It's going well, man. We're talking about a sexual moment that had an unhappy ending for you.
Yes, so first of all, preparing to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Prepare to peg.
Yeah. Let me draw his knife.
Last year, around spring break for me, me and my ex-girlfriend were, we were, you know, getting on in hammocks out in her backyard.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it was suspended by like these spring-loaded ropes or something like that, like bungee cord, I would call it.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, things started getting a little bit more exciting than expected, and the cords gave way and wrapped around both my legs, and I wound up getting yanked like halfway up the tree in her backyard. And I was just hanging there, you know, dong out. by my ankles.
Oh my gosh. Like an Ewok trap.
Holy hell, dude.
Like what the Predator.
Were you hurt? Him.
The bark on the bottom did not feel all that grand.
No.
Ooh, the bark on the ass.
Ouch. Yeah, it was a bad deal. Plus, and I was like trying to get her to hurry up and cut me down because, you know, they had neighbors and kids were like playing out in the back the next, like, next house over. So I'm just sitting there, you know, freaking out, like, cut me down quick. That's
nice. So the embarrassment factor and the pain factor combined. How did you get down? Yeah. She had to cut you down?
Her dad came out there. And
wait, hold on. You're hanging dong out and her dad comes out?
Yeah. So her dad comes out there and he's just kind of shaking his head. And, you know, I'm like, your blood's rushing to my head. And I'm like trying so hard just to like cover up as best I can. So he like, throws me like a couch pillow and he's like, don't worry, I'll get you down. Like, just grabs the knife, chops me down, and I just fall head first.
Yeah, he didn't really have anything to catch you.
No, no. I think he wanted you to fall head first.
Yeah.
Don?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
That's bold on so many levels.
Oh, my God.
Sex in a hammock and dad's around.
Suspended by one hook.
Oh.
Like that is crazy.
Scraped his ass off as he was pulled up against the tree.
Bark splinters in his ass. Dead mad dad to deal with.
With a knife, no less.
It's a busy day. Hammock sex should be out.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I would never dream of having sex in a hammock.
It doesn't look like
it. It's hard to even sit in a hammock.
It's hard as one person just to be in there.
Yeah, just to relax. Yeah. You're trying to relax, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome when it works.
Yeah.
But getting in and out of the thing is a nightmare.
Doesn't seem very relaxing to me just because of the getting in and out of it.
Yeah.
So the question is, how did you have an unhappy ending when it comes to sex? The cops were called after a birthday threesome had an unhappy ending for some folks at a La Quinta in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What about you? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. You can text us at 46969. Some text coming in. My buddy had a devil's threesome with his girlfriend. The other guy had a much longer unit than him. And before he knew it, it ended up turning into a cuckold situation, complete with small penis humiliation. No, that's not what you hope for.
No.
That's a bummer. Last night was real good. Last night was a real bummer, my lady. I didn't particularly care for the penis humiliation.
Oh, poor bastard.
That's no good.
Nor did I say I wanted to involve myself in a cuckold.
Poor little guy.
You got some relationship issues.
Yeah.
This one said the wife went to visit the prostate.
And hello. Sounds like I went to visit the prostate.
It'd be nice if you greeted it that way. Hello!
Yeah. Hello! I brought you a casserole.
Thank you.
You're welcome, prostate.
Yeah. Well, hello! Yeah, it wasn't that friendly. Mm. I guess he said I was on the opioids.
Oh.
And didn't realize how backed up I was.
Oh,
Christ.
Oh. No.
And didn't properly prepare for this.
Oh.
It ended up with poop on her, and we both learned to prep before that, and I will not do opioids before it again.
Step one, get off those pesky opioids.
It's so hard to get off them, you know?
they're habit for me.
Yeah.
At least his side effect was alleviated.
Yeah.
True.
It was, but not how you want it to be alleviated. I think if she was visiting, she will not return there again. That'll put an end to that. This one had a girl I was dating a few years ago go into town on her. Her German Shepherd bit me on the balls.
I did not like you.
I was like, somebody's attacking mom!
That's what it thinks, I'm sure, right? That mom's under attack.
Those are toys.
Right.
Oh, a German Shepherd. Luckily, he said no major damage done except a bad case of black and blue balls.
Jesus.
But the dog did, he says, think he was attacking her.
Hmm.
Went right for your nuts, huh?
Good boy.
I guess if you have like a police dog or something, you have to be super careful with that kind of stuff. You know, like to make sure that no one
says the right command.
Yeah, like you're not saying German words
for
sex.
Yeah.
Just that the dog doesn't think you're getting attacked.
Yeah.
because they're trained to step in and, you know.
Hopefully they're better trained than that.
Right.
Go after balls.
Well, that's.
I've seen dogs go after guys' balls, police dogs. They tend to latch on to.
That's a spot that'll bring them down, right?
Yeah. Oh, right away.
This guy said, I was on antidepressants and I couldn't finale. I was trying really hard and I thought, oh, okay, finally it's going to happen. I just ended up peeing all over myself and my woman instead.
Aww. You got to know what's going on there.
Aww.
You hope the reaction is that nice. Wow, that is actually way kinder than I thought. Aw, you peed.
I'd seen what have I've you messed up.
What have you messed up?
I've mixed up my tubes.
Yeah. My feelings. Feelings are off.
Be careful with, I guess, any kind of medication then.
Yeah.
Antidepressants, yeah. Opioids, you'll poop yourself, you'll pee yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opioids just back you up.
Sex will turn into a nightmare. Someone said I was getting a Billy Joel from my girlfriend. She decided to break out the Ready Whip. He said, this is generally a good thing, except she got way too aggressive with that super pointy tip near my super sensitive tip. Scrapes, blood, and screaming.
Oh, my God. Easy.
What?
Yeah.
Don't need to be right on top of it.
She jabbed it.
She doesn't know how to do beejers. Very well.
Or use whipped cream.
Yeah.
Maybe go with Cool Whip next time or something.
Yeah.
It's a top, safe tub.
Just spoon it out.
Yeah, he's just spoon it out onto it.
James prefers Cool Whip anyway, so he does good with that.
No complaints from me with Cool Whip. Nope.
Sugar free.
It's better for you, too. This one, he was 22, took home a 40-year-old, well, in his kind words, heifer.
Mm.
And she, well, she vomited an entire meal all over him.
Yeah, she's full to the brim.
She ate too much.
She had eaten.
She had a big meal.
Yeah.
This guy said, I was with a girl in my fraternity. Our beds were called racks. They kind of hung 5 feet above the floor. Things got a little crazy. We rolled over off the racks, fell straight onto the ground. Luckily, I fell out before she landed on me. You mean fell out of?
I think, no, like I think.
Inside of her?
He fell onto the ground first and then she landed to break her fall.
Well, that's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's very, very nice. Some of them are way too graphic. There's a lot of bad things that have happened, like devastating injuries.
Very graphic or very full of poo and pee-pee.
Yeah.
What a polite way to put it, James.
Poo and pee-pee.
I'm trying to come up with a variety of text to put on the screen for you, but it's all, she pooped. I pooped. We both pooped. We peed. I peed. She peed. We all peed.
That sums it up, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Poop and pee-pee.
Happens quite a bit, I guess. Well, there is this one that made it through here. I had a woman on top. She did finish so hard that she pooped.
Jeez.
My God. He says, to make things worse or better, I had my hand wrapped around her ass at the time, and it...
Come on.
The turd literally landed in my palm.
You caught it, huh?
So I just ran and threw it in the toilet.
Touchdown! I'll be spiking like a football! It's a Super Bowl dance.
How does this happen to people?
It's a gift.
How does this really happen to people? Is this reality? This really happens to people?
We hear about it so much. How could it not be?
I know. It's
crazy. I'm not going
to
catch a deuce. It's going to be real weird. It's going to be such weird, weird moments after that, after you poop.
It's all about where your hand is, I guess.
I guess. I'm going to go throw this away, m'lady.
Oh my God,
I can't hold it.
Shall I dispose of your feces?
Don't you? Okay, listen.
Might as well.
She's the pooping bitch, but you gotta feel a bit bad for her too, right? She didn't obviously ever intend to poop on her man.
Well, she gotta take care of that. She's the last line of defense with her own butthole, you know?
Yep. first and last.
First and last. This is like the Marines.
Yep. But, I mean, the upside of catching it, it could have been much messier.
Ew,
I know,
God,
Lisa, no. I know,
God,
but...
it's a little disgusting.
I'm sure glad I caught your deuce. Could have been way worse.
But, I mean, it could have been
like, over here. Just let it land. Don't catch it.
I can't even.
I'd rather catch it.
That's so
like
gross.
A slippery fish.
Why would catching it be the best case scenario?
No,
here?
Just then, Lisa, then it's all over everything.
I don't
if
have
I got
to change
it in my
sheets.
Hand.
I touched it.
I don't
yeah.
have to change
I know,
the
but
sheets.
It's then that's not on my legs. It's not on my bed. It's not on her. It's just right there. I got one.
It'd be better on her on the
it's
bed on the sheets.
Down my, it's down my forearm and in my
no.
palm.
No.
You got a time
I think it's best case scenario.
No.
I've caught it.
No.
And it hasn't made a bunch of other things
it's in your
a disaster.
Hand. But you
it's
can take
yours,
the sheets
though.
And take them and throw them away. You could throw them away. Never. Just throw them outside.
I luckily,
I don't have enough
turd.
Sheets to be throwing them away willy
order
nilly.
Some.
I'm
no,
catching
you're not.
It like
you
soft serve.
Sheets away.
What if they're your favorite sheets, though?
I don't care. You can get new sheets.
Oh, my
that's
God,
gross.
You can't get rid of those
you're gonna put that in your washing machine.
It's covered in feces, fecal oh. bacteria.
Take it to the
burn
local
it.
Laundromat.
Mm-mm.
The laundromat.
No, I'm not going to the laundromat. No way. Throw it away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will agree to disagree.
Poop hands?
I
Dave,
think...
talk to me if you ever have poop in your hands from your woman.
Okay, my
and
God.
You tell me,
oh, my God.
You tell me if that's the best case scenario. I don't think so.
I just think, Lisa, okay, my two options are I catch her deuce and I'm able to toss it in the toilet. Or I'm covered in it and she's covered in it and we've got it, then we're a disaster.
How's the toilet that close?
You it's
gotta,
not.
You gotta run.
I gotta get up and go.
Yeah, you had to run and you...
Like you're trying to score a touchdown.
As fast as you can. Oh, this is crazy.
Do you keep your hand there until they're done?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well,
no.
If I've already caught it.
That's, I mean, like
it seems
he started
like this fella
catching.
Did.
Like he's like, oh.
He was like, something's happening.
Keep going. Like the ATM's
no,
going to come.
I hope it was fast.
Keep going.
Right in my hand.
This is.
Got oh, little.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
Squeeze. The ATM machine's broken. It just keeps kicking out towards
$100 bills. Yeah.
Oh, it's a nightmare, though. I mean, I get it. It's both a nightmare. I just think one's less of a nightmare.
You don't want to mess.
Right? Like, Lisa, if you were to go to spill my bottle and I caught it before it splashed all over the ground, I'm like, oh.
Well, but that's your bottle.
I know, but
that's your bottle. It's totally different. If it's poop, it's different.
I'm sure glad I cupped your bottle.
Oh, I kind of feel like you're a hero.
Hero?
You saved the day.
No.
It's very selfless.
It is.
It's very selfless.
I've allowed you to poop on my hand and forearm. And now you don't have to clean anything up.
Can you
up.
Imagine that ever happening?
No, really? I can't. I can't. I will say that, of course, I can't.
Your hand would never be the same.
No. You'd have to, I'd be like,
you
take
generally,
the first layer of skin off.
You generally don't want to know what your partner's poop feels
God.
Like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's embrace.
Be careful.
Be careful out there or you will find out what your partner's poop smells like.
See, someone says...
It'd be wild to catch it on the way down.
This guy was real calm about it.
He was calm.
Like, and
now he's messaging like it's no big deal.
Got it. Everyone thinks it's hilarious that Lisa's ready just to burn it all to the ground, uh-huh. right?
Well, yeah.
But this guy, like the age-old saying, a turd in the hand is better than a turd in the bed.
Yep.
Like the
come
age-old
on.
Saying.
There is
yep.
no age-old. There, that is not true.
I want to see one of those motivational signs and say that.
A turd in the
like
hand
a beautiful beach.
Is better than a turd in the bed.
Mr. David took the freak inspirational moment.
So true.
You're super zen if you don't make any noise and you just you catch
calmly.
It. You're just like,
let me go take care of this.
Because if it took a minute, too, you'd be like,
I assume they didn't stay together. I assume they're done, right? Like that relationship ends after that.
Well, I mean,
unless
either
you're married
either that
for a long
or you
time
just
and then it's still like
that seals it, you know.
You have to block it out or something.
Yeah,
I don't think you can block
in
it.
True
out.
Love, you just could meet each other at the Olive Garden, have a nice meal and then
Olive Garden.
You're back to
yeah.
Maybe have a little romantic La Quinta.
Listen, I will say though, even if I've been the grabber, the deuce grabber, I'm then the next time you go to finale, I am very nervous.
Yeah, you stay away.
Nothing kills the mood like being like, do you got a poop on deck before we do this?
I don't think you'll have sex for a while.
Yeah. I caught a deuce.
I'm just thinking of her as like a sexual slot machine. You just hit the jackpot.
No, yeah. James. We
all
think.
Sevens.
Bing, 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 bing. You're into that. Yeah.
Yeah, most people aren't, though.
No, thankfully.
A few more here. I had sex in a hammock.
Another sex in a hammock.
Yeah, Lisa, it's happening. My balls slip through the holes in the netting.
Oh, a net one on top of it, not even a comfortable one.
Pinched them and I screamed like a bitch.
Yeah.
As you will.
You gotta not get your balls caught in there.
The netting ones, that's even hard. Like, I thought if you're having sex in a hammock, at least make it the flat, nice, bed-like, yeah, one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not the ones with all the holes in it.
Don't they swing real bad? Like, yes. You get going?
They can, yep.
By the way, someone sent it. Remember we talked about the couple banging on a pool float?
Yeah. The
pizza? Yes.
Was it the pizza?
Oh, did you see it?
No, I thought we did. We mention the pizza?
Someone sent us a picture of a couple banging on a pool float, and I don't think it was pizza, but it was. Oh. It was some sort of like.
They like
rainbow. There it is.
They got footage.
Yeah.
Well, look at them.
Yeah, but that, well, I guess so.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
They are doing it.
So she's lying face down, and he is on top of her.
Right. At a hotel pool or something?
Because it was
somebody's
the,
house?
But they had said that it was the dog position, even though that is a modified dog.
Yes.
They That's said that there easier. Was a towel over her backside.
Yeah.
Which she couldn't put that in that position. It definitely wasn't that
position.
It would
have to be over his backside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this position. They're doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it. Not the dog, though.
Not the dog.
No. Yeah, they're doing it.
But so modified dog.
Modified.
We're talking about your unhappy endings. This guy said, when my wife and I were dating, I had to teach her not to shove her hand or a towel over the tip when I was ready to finale. She would hold it there tight.
It's like ruined it.
Catch it all.
So kind of like she was, you know, trying to block a garden hose or something. Or
yeah. It. Yeah. She didn't like the ending.
It's not what you do.
No. Oh, that sucks.
I would ruin that moment.
Your technique is unfortunate.
Oh my God, so many people have pooped on each other. God damn, what's wrong with you people? Clear things out.
Yeah, I can't believe how much that happens.
It's incredible. One involved, a fan was on, so it...
Come
on. It blew places.
Crap hit the fan.
One of those, like, square fans that you know?
No, the loud just, room she fan. She had diarrhea. They cleaned it up and turned the fan on so that the smell would blow.
Oh.
And then they continued.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Maybe light a candle or something.
Nothing stops real love.
Nothing.
Mm. Nothing does. You guys.
On a fan and the down here everywhere. Tried to catch it, but it did not work out. Catching diarrhea in your hands hard.
Oh my God. You got that right.
Huh. You got a cup here.
Changes the whole story.
Yeah, it sure does.
Got to create like a pool.
It's a bad night for everybody.
There you go.
Need two hands.
That's how you do it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.